Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Baba Batra Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, at the end of the last Mishnah of our Perek. Lo atabor v'lo atagad v'lo atashovach. This is if you buy a field. We saw this already referenced at the beginning of the Perek. You do not get the cistern, you do not get the wine press, you do not get the dovecote. Ben harevin, ben yishuvin. Whether or not they are, the dovecote is a settled one or a ruined one, but tzarich likach lo derech. And this is as we saw in the first Mishnah. Divrei Rabbi Kiva says that the fellow who sells the field keeps the vineyard. Keeps the cistern, etc. But has to buy back an easement, an access road to get to the chamam and tzarich. And again, the same machloket about mocher ba'ayin ra'al ba'ayin yafat. Just as we had in the first Mishnah, that if you sell and explicitly say, besides the boar, the gat, etc., then that also includes access for the previous owner. Machran le'acher. Now flip it. Let's say that you sold the dovecote to somebody else. The buyer doesn't have to get a derech because that comes along, because mocher ba'inafa. Now, we're not really going to analyze this, the first part, because we've already analyzed that. Everything that we've said in this parak is b'mocher, is only about selling. But if you give as a gift, everything's given. The bathhouses are given, the olive presses are given, the roof is given, the cisterns are given. Whatever it may be that we said is excluded is given when it's a gift. Not only that, but ha'achin shechalku. If brothers divide up the father's estate, zachu b'sadeh, zachu b'chula. If they take possession of the field, they take possession of the entire field, and nothing is left behind. Same thing if you take possession of nichse hager. Once you take possession, you take all of it. Nothing is left untaken by you. What if you are makdish a field? Same thing, nothing's left. But Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says, only those really big trees that we spoke about earlier, the carob that is big enough to graft, and the stump of the sycamore that has already been cut. Now, the more immediately wants to figure out, as I mentioned, at the end point of that Mishnah, where we distinguished and said that this only applies to Mechra, not Matana, why is it different? So, Pireish Yehuda ben Nikusa lifnei Rebbe, so this relatively unknown Talmud, at least to us, mentioned in front of Rebbe, Zep Pireish Vezelo Pireish, that in the case of the Matana, he explicated that he gave everything, in the case of the Mechra, he didn't. Hai Zep Pireish Vezelo Pireish, what do you mean? Zelo Pireish Vezelo Pireish, in both cases, he just said, take the field. Buy the field or take the field. What it means is, in the case of the sale, he really should have explicated. The fact he didn't means he left it out. In the case of the gift, there was no reason for him to list everything, and therefore we assume it's all given. All right, now a story. A fellow said, and it sounds like a Shivat Ashrimira, go give Plony a house that I have that holds 100 barrels, the room that holds 100 barrels. They found the only house he had, or the only one that was close to that, was one that fit 120 barrels. So the question is, does the fellow get the whole house, or only 5/6 of the house? There's two ways to read that, by the way. It could be like the Rashbam says, he would only get most of the house. The other way would be, say, he doesn't get any of the house, because that's not a house of 100 barrels. Rashi references our Mishnah. It says that when are we exacting about what the person gave, and the person only buys what is stated? That's only the case of a mecher. But in the case of matana, he gets everything. What do we see from that? Alma mandach the yoiv matana ba'ayin yafa yoiv. That shows you that whenever somebody gives a gift, they give it generously. Now this ayin yafa is not the same as Rabbi Kiva's ayin yafa, because there Rabbi Kiva will agree, when you sell the house, you don't sell the cistern. He just means you sell everything but the cistern. Here, when we say, when you give him matana, you give everything, generously. So more generous than Rabbi Kiva's seller. The same thing here. So this guy's giving a house. He said the house of 100 barrels. So he meant the big house, and even if it's a little bigger, he's happy to give it. Okay, Hamakdish et cetera, Hamakdish et cetera. Now, we're going to start this from a different direction. Amar Rav Huna Afagav, Da'amu Rabbanan, Hakone Shnei Ilanot, Petoch Shal Chaveiro, Harez Alokanakarka, even though the Rabbanon said that if you buy two trees in somebody else's property, you don't get karka. This is something that we're going to deal with in the next perek, and it affects issues of bikurim. Can you bring, if you bring fruit from those trees, do you say do mikra bikurim? Chachamim say you don't, because you don't have any karka. Nonetheless, machar karka v'shir shnei lanot lefanav. But if you sold land and you kept two trees, yesh lo karka. You do hold on to some karka, enough to work the trees. You own some of the land. V'afilu the Rabbi Kiva. At this point, he's willing to say, even Rabbi Kiva says, mocher ba'ayin yafal mocher, that the when you sell generously, which would mean if you sold everything and held on to two trees, we would think you sold all the land. Hanemili gabi bor vedut. He said, that's only as far as a cistern goes. Lo mechach kamachach hashiva ara. Their presence doesn't demand any land. And well, yeah, not to come mechach hashiva ara, but trees, which do demand some land. Im ita lo shiar lemalei akor ilan chavash kol vizil. Think about this. If it was true that when somebody sells his land and holds on to a couple trees, he sold everything, then the guy who bought the land could say to him, take your trees and get out of here. And the fact that he can't say that means that the fellow not only got the trees, but he got the land because the trees depend on the land, unlike the boar, which is just situated in the land. All right, let's test this. Tanan Rabbi Shimon Omer, at the end of our Mishnah, we said, Amakdish et sadehu et asadehu ikdish elah ha-charuv ha-morkav esadan ha-shikmah. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon said that when you're makdish a field, all your makdish is those big trees. V'tani ala Rabbi Shimon, and we have an authoritative braita that Rabbi Shimon explained his reasoning. Matam, ho'el v'yonkin misteh hektesh. The reason is because these trees are so big, they're nurturing from a field of hektesh, because you're makdish the field. Therefore, those trees go along, but all the other trees are not. V'sakadaydach shiur shire, but if you really think that when somebody sells land and holds on to trees, he's also holding on to land, then these big trees are also nurturing from themselves. So in other words, it should be that when you're makdish a field, even those big trees don't go along with it, because you hold on to your own land. So that sounds like it is contradicting Rav Huna. The answer is Rav Shimon Damar Rabbi Kiva. Rav Shimon's halacha follows Rabbi Kiva, as the Rashbam points out, Rabbo, his Rabbi, right? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was Rabbi Kiva's student. And that is that notei mocher ba'ayin yafahu mocher, and therefore when a guy is makdish in the same way, he's makdish the entire field, even the part that the trees are nurturing from, and so therefore he gives it up. Rav Huna damar karbanon, Rav Huna's statement, and now we're pulling back and saying Rav Huna's statement would not work with Rabbi Kiva, but it is according to the Rabbanon that say mocher ba'ayin ra'ahu mocher, and therefore when you sell, you're not selling the direct land right around the trees. Rabbanan shita, but to say that Rav Huna is saying something like Rabbanan, and Rav Huna's halacha according to Rabbanan is a no-brainer, because certainly what Rav Huna is saying the Rabbanan would support. The answer is nafkamina dinafli hadoshati lahu. What Rav Huna's chiddush is as follows: if we only had the Rabbanan that says mocher bayin ra'u mocher, that means if I sell land, but I keep the trees, I certainly keep land around the trees. That's land in order to let the trees nurture and to work the trees while the trees are up. But if the trees fall down, I'd say I'm out of it. The land is there just to support for the trees. Rav Huna's chiddush is to say that if the trees fell down, I could later replant in that spot because I haven't given up that area, not just the land to work those trees, but that area around the trees, and therefore I own it, and if the trees fall down, I could replant it. Okay, we'll pick it up at the very top of Ayin Bet Amud Aleph in the next year, and that will take us to the end of the Perek. I'm an Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.